Well, hello, my name is Pete Edgerton from the local radio station that is Your Harrogate. You can find out more at yourharrogate.co.uk. And this is the very first episode of the Saxton Partners podcast. So, who are Saxton Partners? To tell us more, the main lady herself, Sonia Saxton.
Well, hello, Pete. Yes, I'm Sonia Saxton and I run Saxton Partners. So what's all that about? Well, Saxton Partners is about making you your best you can be. And it started in 1999 when I'd been studying something called neuro-linguistic programming. Now, that sounds very complicated. And in fact, it's quite simple. So neuro is about your mind, you know, that thing on the top of your shoulders that maybe we don't always use to best advantage. And linguistics, that's what you say to yourself and what you say to other people and how it affects them and indeed how it affects you. And programming, sounds a bit weird that, doesn't it, programming? Well, programming is about how you've actually set up the way you're going to live your life. So that's about what you value. In other words, what are those things that are important to you? And what you believe. Now, this is an interesting one, isn't it? If you believe something's going to be fantastic, then usually it is. If you believe, well, it's going to be a struggle, then it probably is. So values and beliefs are very important, and this is why I set up the company. I wanted to find a way of enabling you all to find out within half an hour what really actually motivates you and what maybe is temporarily getting in the way for you to be at your best. So I've been doing it for over a lot of years, and the key to our success is really about guaranteeing results. I know, it's a bit unusual that, isn't it? Guaranteeing that you will get at least 18 examples of how your performance has improved, or you get all your money back. So that is who we are. Where are we based? We're based in Harrogate in North Yorkshire. And we travel all over the place. So wherever you are, we are. We want to make sure that you get the sort of service that makes you go, wow, I didn't know that was out there. Well, it is. And we would really love to hear from you.
And where does the passion, where does your drive come from, Sonia? Can you remember, can you pinpoint the moment that you thought, actually, you know what? This is what I'm going to do.
Do you know, it all started with the firewalk, Tony Robbins' firewalk. I thought it was a bit weird. Why would I agree to walk across 15 foot of burning coals? No, I'm not going to do that. And I thought, well, you know what? This chap, Tony Robbins, says that he can teach me to change my belief, just like that, to feel fine about walking on burning coals. I mean, one could argue that actually, you know, you don't burn your toes because it's cool on the top, the burning bit's underneath. And I wonder how many of you would be willing right now to walk across 15 foot of burning coals without actually understanding a bit about how you can manage your mind so that you could do that. Because let's face it, guys, it's a metaphor, isn't it? I mean, if you can walk across burning coals, you can probably do anything. And there are a lot of things in life, aren't there, that we think, oh, I couldn't do that. Well, actually, if you know how to manage that thing on the top of your shoulders, my experience is you can do almost anything. And that's what started it all for me. There I was amongst 1,800 people Yeah, he's obviously making a lot of dosh, isn't he? Amongst 1,800 people. And he was telling us that on a freezing October morning, and wait for this, guys, this was 4 o'clock in the morning, right? Yeah, I know, crazy. He would get us to walk across burning coals by teaching us how to manage what was going on in our head. And I thought, well, is that really possible? And yet, there I was, seeing him talking to people, I have to say, in a bit of a strange way, and changing their lives. They were able to do things that they simply didn't believe was possible. He would say a few things to them, and then they believed it was possible. And I thought, gosh, I've got to have some of that. I mean, at that time, I was running the sales team and working with them on how to get the best out of anything that was going on, including being rejected. We've all been there, haven't we? And here was this guy, Tony Robbins, that was able to do it, well, in a matter of minutes. I have to say, I was hooked. And yes, you're wondering, did I do the 15-foot of burning coals? Yes, I did.
Well done. Very good. And did it hurt?
No! No, it's all in your mind. No, because it is, in fact, cool on top.
So, do you use the phrase mindset a lot? Is it about changing our mindset? Is that how you describe it or not?
Yeah, it's changing your attitude, which is another way of saying changing your mindset. What you believe is probably what you are and how you do you. And understanding what I call your own mental software. Well, it's huge, guys. It really is huge. When you understand how your mental software works, well, you can go a long way. And in fact, when I think about where I got that term from, I used to look after an IT system when I worked for the insurance industry. And I looked after sort of all the software in there, noticed when the BOP codes came up saying the system had crashed, you know, I'd have to find out what happened to the software. Were there some bugs in it? And when I started working with people, I thought, gosh, they've got some very complicated software and it's all about bugs. Well, if you know about those bugs, those little gremlins, you know, that internal chat that says, oh, I can't do that. They are bugs because actually you probably can. That's my experience. People can do anything they've dreamed of, as long as they are physically, mentally capable of doing it. Anything's possible. It's only a question of how. And I believe that I can make a difference to anyone, anywhere, if they want to do it.
So do you do this on a one-to-one basis, Sonia, or do you also do it in groups as well? What works best?
I find getting something individual, something on a one-to-one, it's more personal, isn't it? You get a lot more from tailoring it to just yourself. Now, I'm not saying that addressing a group of people and giving them some basic tips about things isn't useful, because yes, it's useful. However, getting it on a one-to-one, it's special.
It is, isn't it? You do. You feel loved.
Yes, and everyone deserves to be loved.
And you feel that you matter as well, which is important.
You do matter. And it's important to remember that each of us is unique. You know, and you think, well, what does that mean? It means each of us have got our own motivations, that which gets us out of bed in the morning, which I'll talk about more later. We've got our beliefs that switch us on and off. And if we understand what works and what we do to ourselves to switch ourselves on and off, well, the world's our oyster. So, for example, I was working with someone this morning who said, well, look, I'm really motivated, Sonia, but I've got this thing about, you know, constantly telling myself I always need to check with someone. Have I made the right decision? You know, will it be okay? What will they say about me if I get it wrong? And I said, you know what? That's just bugs. Yeah? Yeah, it's just little bugs. Little thoughts that actually get in the way. And I taught him how to understand his own way of thinking positive things, believing he can. And once he understood something called a sequence, which I'll get on to in one of the podcasts, I said, so what is it like for you when you practice that? Just go on, practice it and notice the difference for yourself when you run a sequence, a bit like a set of domino. You know, you start off being much more visual, seeing the end game, because that's always useful, because that releases a good dose of noradrenaline, the focus chemical. And then he said, oh yeah, when I do that, and then I actually have imagined, notice that's ED on the end of that word. What will I have imagined, achieved, delivered? When I ED it, it takes me to having achieved it. And that makes me much more upbeat to start with. Whereas when he was sabotaging, he was going into that internal chatterbox. You know what I mean, don't you? Oh, God, well, what if they don't like it? What if this? What if that? What if the other? And then he said he started feeling tension in his chest. It got a bit tight, he said. And then his breathing went to pot. And he says, I really don't like that sequence, Sonia. I said, so what would it be like if you use this other one where you're having visualised what you've achieved and you've having seen in your own mind the things you'll have done? What will that be like? I said, you know, I really like that version. And we did some more work, so that became a habit. I have to say who he really is, because he doesn't need all that internal chatter and doubting. It's not good for you, you know, especially when you do it to extreme and release loads of cortisol. So that's who we are, if you like. We're software engineers for the brain to enable you to take control of your life and be who you really are.
It's fascinating stuff. I can see that this series of podcasts, it's also going to almost be like a therapy session for me. Sat here and listening, thinking, yeah, I've got a few bugs inside my head that need switching off and switching back on again and pulling out and upgrading. You mentioned 18. The number 18.
Yes.
So why 18?
Well, it's a nice figure, isn't it?
It is.
18. It's 18 examples. Why did I come up with that figure? Well, I'm totally transparent. You actually end up with 40 to 60 examples. I know, a lot bigger than 18. So I never have to pay out on that guarantee. Because you do an average of 3 sessions of 2 hours. So after the first session, I'll ask you to go off and develop a new habit by gathering 20 examples. And you think, woo, 20 is a lot. No, it's not actually. Because if you're just doing a couple of day, it's a bit like when you learn to ride a bike or drive a car. You may not know this. And you had to have successfully gone from A to B without harm to have started to believe that actually I can do this. So right from the beginning, I get you into new habits and I'll have enabled you to have set that up in your brain so that you can do that and get into new habits. So yes, you're right. When I guarantee 18 examples, that's going to be you. Well, it's going to be a pushover, isn't it? Because you've got 20 after your first session. So, yes. I just give people a number because people like a number.
We do like a number, very much so. And do you find, Sonia, that Is it professionals, business professionals predominantly who come to you, or is this open to anybody?
It's open to anybody. And I have to say, for somebody to want to do this, you've got to have discipline. You've got to really, really want it, whatever it is. And you've got to be somebody who wants to take control of your life and doesn't want things to happen to you anymore. You want to take control of your own mind. And often I find those who really want to get on in life, whatever that means to them, is they will really go for this. If it's someone who, you know, doesn't really want to do anything particularly and just wants to talk without having some kind of end game, you can get a bit lost along the way. It's a bit like if you said to me, you know, I'm going on holiday. I say, oh, that's fantastic. The first question I'm going to ask you is, where are you going? And if you say, oh, I don't know. Well, it's not very compelling if you don't know where you want to end up with it in terms of how you might want to have seen yourself differently, heard yourself verbalising things differently. So you can be who you really are without all those bugs that we mentioned earlier. So you can be free. So you can be the wonderful you. Because I believe every single one of us has an inner wonderful you.
So if you like the sound of that, the best way to get in touch, Sonia?
Through the website. So Saxton Partners, that's S for sugar, AXTNERS.co.uk. And we would love to hear from you.
And just a little tease to the next episode we're going to do. What are we going to chat about?
We are going to talk about your fantastic motivations. And that's what gets you out of bed in the morning, by the way. And your belief patterns. And how, for some people, it defines who they are. You can change that.
We look forward to it. Thank you for now. Sonia Saxton, the Saxton Partners podcast. See you in episode 2.